there are some of the areas that mirror some of the national numbers. You know, manufacturing is an area where Missouri has been hit hard, and 2,500 is the decrease for this month. And certainly when you talk about some of the durable goods manufacturing, you have to talk about the auto industry. And we've all read and heard of what's been going on in St. Louis with Chrysler. You know, and as a state, we're committed to trying to use the resources we have. When you talk about those Chrysler plants, for example, they're empty right now, but we have a workforce that we believe is among the most skilled in the nation when it comes to the auto industry, and we're doing everything we can and talking to experts from around the country about the best ways to market those idle plants right now to see if we can get some other people from other states, manufacturers of some of those green vehicles, for example, to consider Missouri to come here and build some of those cars to get these people back to work. So, you know, we have a lot of challenges, and as you said, manufacturing is a place that we have taken a big hit. Construction has been an area we've seen, you know, cutbacks as well. You know, on the flip side, as we seems to be a recurring theme, is that it seems like healthcare has been one area where that seems to be trending upward. It has been that way for a long time. One reason being an aging population, and you know, we hesitate to say it's a recession-proof industry, but it certainly is an area that's done better over time. You know, regardless of how the economy has looked.
Right off the top of my head, and it might sound kind of cynical to suggest this, but as long as there's insurance, the healthcare industry is going to probably be protected from the kind of economic problems that a lot of other industries might be feeling. Would that be a fair thing to say?
I think so. You know, I have to say I don't have a whole lot of expertise in the insurance part of things, but so I don't want to go too far down the line on that particular question. But I just will say that you know, looking at the numbers, the hard numbers, and again, this is something we've been over a number of times. You know, healthcare seems to be something that has trended upward for a long time. There are some monthly dips in employment. As recently in April, there was a drop in healthcare. I think it was around 1,000. You know, I mean, over the long haul, you know, there have been some periods of decreasing employment, particularly in hospitals, which periodically have been under pressure, you know, from insurance companies and other payers to hold down costs or reduce the length of hospital stays or whatnot. But I think overall, I think when you take a look at this industry, it's been one that has done well regardless of where the economy is.